Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, March 11th. South Bruce OPP have laid charges in relation to a fatal crash last August in Brockton. Police say it happened on August 15th on Side Road 5 and that it was a single-vehicle collision. Police say a vehicle had left the road, striking a tree. Firefighters had to extricate the driver, who was airlifted to a trauma center with life-threatening injuries. One person was pronounced deceased at the scene, 28-year-old Braden Berberick of Brockton. Police say now they have completed their investigation and criminal charges have been laid. A 26-year-old Howick Township man is charged with dangerous driving causing death and operating with over 80 milligrams causing death. Jean Charest has formally launched his bid to be the next leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. The 63-year-old former Quebec premier and former federal cabinet minister made the announcement in Calgary last night. He joins MPs Pierre Poilievre and Leslyn Lewis, as well as independent Ontario MPP Roman Baber, who was booted from Doug Ford's Progressive Conservative government last year over calling for an end to pandemic lockdowns. Conservatives are set to choose a new leader September 10th. Prices are expected to drop a bit at the gas pumps today. The expectation is there will be an average price drop of 15 cents to about $1.75 a liter. This comes as OPEC countries are expected to increase oil production to offset the loss of Russian oil after sanctions against that country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky may address Canadian Parliament next week. Zelensky could appear virtually in the House of Commons on Tuesday. The House is not scheduled to sit next week. It's March break. Government House Leader Mark Holland says there wouldn't be a formal recalling for the address. It's possible parliamentarians could participate virtually. Canada announced more sanctions against five people, including Roman Abramovich, the oligarch who is known for his ownership of Chelsea Football Club. The long convoy of Russian military vehicles that has been sitting outside Kyiv appears to have dispersed. An American company, Maxar Technologies, which has satellite imagery, says vehicles have moved to different locations, some now close to the Antonov Airport northwest of Kyiv and near the town of Lubyanka. Some appear to have gone into forested areas, while others appear to have set up in firing positions. The city of Owen Sound is celebrating a perfect score for drinking water quality. That came from the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks for 2021. The city says the Operations Committee received the annual water system report during a meeting on Tuesday. The city water system has about 158 kilometers of water mains and 7,200 connections. Mayor Ian Boddy credits the staff in the city's water and wastewater division, saying these essential service providers worked hard throughout the pandemic and they've kept up the highest standards for safety and quality of the drinking water in the city. Today is expected to be the busiest day at Toronto's Pearson Airport since the start of the pandemic. 85,000 passengers are expected to pass through Pearson today as families begin their March break. If you haven't traveled since the pandemic began, officials at Pearson say to expect a different experience and to give yourself lots of time. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open up today. The TSX in Toronto opens at 21,581, up 88 points yesterday. The Dow Jones is up 370 points in pre-market. Our dollar is trading at 78.35 U.S. cents, up 0.03 of a cent. And the price of oil is 106.87, up 85 cents a barrel. In sports, in the OHL, Will Cooley scored twice, including the overtime winner on the power play. The Windsor Spitfires defeated the Owen Sound Attack 2-1. Owen Sound's winning streak ends at 6 games. Tonight, the Attack are in Saginaw for the first of back-to-back games against the Spirit. Puck drop is 7:05. In the National Hockey League, the Toronto Maple Leafs lost 5-4 in overtime to the Coyotes. The Flames took a 4-1 win over the Lightning. The Ottawa Senators needed overtime to get past the Kraken 4-3, and the Winnipeg Jets beat the New Jersey Devils 2-1. In the NBA late game, the Nuggets suffered a 113-102 loss to the Warriors. At the Tim Hortons Brier in Alberta, draw 19 goes at 10:30 this morning. Dunstone's Wild Card takes on Saskatchewan's Flash, and Jason Gunnlaugsson's Wild Card plays Manitoba's McEwen. And MLB owners and players have reached a tentative labor deal, possibly saving a full 162-game season that would begin April 7th.